Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Giants.com. I am John Schmelk with today's Giants in 90. The Giants took yesterday to take a look at the game film, do a little self-scout, do a little self-review of their 38-17 loss to the Seattle Seahawks. And when they watched that tape, they obviously were not very happy with what they saw, especially on the defensive side of the ball. The Giants allowed 350 rushing yards in that game, so a number you often do not see in the National Football League. Marshawn Lynch was in beast mode. He went for 140-plus yards. Russell Wilson, using his legs to get around the edge multiple times, went for 107 yards. The Giants, according to linebacker Jamil McClain and head coach Tom Coughlin, when they talked on conference calls yesterday, simply were not doing their jobs. Guys were missing their assignments. The guy that was assigned to the quarterback wouldn't take the quarterback. The next play, the guy assigned to the running back wouldn't take the running back. And it was a different mistake each play by somebody new that really eventually got the Giants into trouble in that ball game. And the old adage in the NFL is that if you can't stop the run, it's very difficult to win football games. Now, when that game was all said and done because of the bad performance, the Giants ranked pretty much dead last in every single defensive category against the run. The most yards allowed per game, the most yards allowed per carry. So the Giants are going to have to improve on that moving forward with Colin Kaepernick and Frank Gore coming to town on Sunday to take on the New York Giants. We'll see you then.